Greetings and welcome to On the Air for June 2008, the audio supplement to Next Horizon Magazine, found at www.nxthorizon.com. I am Dr. George B. Brooks, Jr., your host. In these times of doubt, one thing is certain. The cost of living, gasoline, operating our homes and businesses, and even how we enjoy the benefits of our communities will definitely rise. However, there are options that can alleviate the recession sting, and they are green. Green, or sustainability, is the application of environmentally, socially, and economically sound solutions or best practices that improve your long-term quality of life. In other words, how do you live better while using less? On May 22nd, beginning at 7:30 a.m. at Tom's Tavern, Phoenix's mecca for forward thinkers and change agents, Arizona entrepreneur, business consultant, and visionary Angela Brooks presented a paradigm-shifting lecture on how to use green to save money and survive the recession. This important talk was the first of a series developed and presented by Next Horizon Magazine, Ebony Cactus Magazine, and Life Strategies Consulting. During her presentation, Angela introduced the economic quality of life and environmental benefits sustainability can bring. Those attending walked away with quick, easy, cost-saving concepts that could easily be incorporated into their lifestyle, home, businesses, organizations, or community. Finally, they did not leave empty-handed. Sample green recession survival kits were furnished to the attending guests. Green is not only something you do or a destination to be reached. It is most importantly a tool you can use to make better decisions to improve your life. Enjoy part one of Green Recession Survival.
Good morning, everyone. I really appreciate you joining me this morning here at Tom's Tavern, Phoenix, Arizona. We are podcasting this event. If you have any questions, please speak up and I'll try to answer them as best possible. My name is Angela Brooks. I am the owner of Life Strategies Consulting, a public relations, human services, human resource company here in Arizona. I'm also a publisher of Ebony Cactus Magazine and co-publisher of Next Horizon Magazine here in Arizona. This morning we're going to be speaking about green recession survival. I'm sure that most of you have heard about where the world is going, how everything is more expensive nowadays. I'm sure that the gas prices are crunching your wallet. Are they not? Oh, very good. I know that many of us are spending funds that we would utilize and allocate in other arenas of our life just to get back and forth to work. And we're doing a lot of changes in our lifestyle, but is that enough? And if it's not enough, I'm here to inform you that you can survive the recession if you incorporate green. Okay? So there are three key objectives here this morning that I'm going to present to you. One of them is to generally introduce you to the economic value, the quality of life, and the environmental benefits, sustainability or green, they're interrelated, can bring to you today. Today, not tomorrow, not 5 years from now, today. The second objective is to show you how you can incorporate green into your life using your stimulus check plus eight additional dollars. So if your stimulus check as a couple is going to be somewhere near $1,500, add $8 to that, and I can show you how to knock it out of the ballpark. The last objective is to leave you with invaluable resources you can use today and for the rest of your life. It'll change your world. It'll change your perception of life and living, and it will change everyone and everything around you. But you have to be wanting and ready to change. So we've seen green in the newspapers and multiple magazines. Sustainability. There are four key areas in reference to green that I'll be talking about this morning. One is your quality of life. Okay? Two is green in reference to your home. Three is green in reference to your business, your workplace. And four is green in reference to your community. Now, your community is your local community. One of the things that you need, we feel that you need, is to continue your bottom line. In essence, basically what we're telling you is how to do more with less. Can you add to improve your life? How can you improve your life, your lifestyle, quality of life? In reference to your home, one of the things that we feel that most people need, or what people have advocated to us that they need, is to ensure their home and living conditions are safe and healthy. Green can do that for you for pennies on the dollar. Pennies on the dollar. Third, in reference to your business, we're all crunching numbers. We're all trying to find out how can we save, how can we reduce, how can we do more with less, how can we do better. And we have our stockholders, our presidents, our CEOs constantly asking us questions. We're the doers. We're the doers. We're the change agents. But how do you develop change in a time where you can't use more funds, can't use more people? How do you do that? What we want to do is hopefully show you how to develop meaningful and measurable ways to cut costs while improving your workflow. These are old initiatives, old thoughts. Anybody remember Total Quality back in the 90s during the Reaganomic era? Well, this is bringing all of that back plus a bit more. Being a little bit more smarter, being environmentally sound in your practices. We want to help you to cut costs while improving your workflow and your atmosphere in the company, which is going to bring you more value, going to bring your company more value. What is that going to do overall? In reference to the human capital, that's going to improve their workflow. That's going to improve your human capital needs. In reference to the stakeholders, that's going to drastically improve in reference to their expectations of what the company can do and what the company is doing. Community. This is a big one because everywhere we go, we're part of a community, whether it's our work community, whether it's our church community, whether it's our social community, our home community. One of the things that we want to emphasize is green recession survival. A need in that area is to increase awareness of those around us, of the needs and opportunities in our community, both locally and globally. Moreover, today, how can you be more effective? How can you move people to task? That's what green is all about. How can you move people to task? It's easy for me, you, to stand here or anywhere and preach, save, save, save. How do you move people to task? Green is emotional. Green is a movement. Green is changing who you are today for a better tomorrow. Green is changing your community today for a better tomorrow. And who's going to benefit from tomorrow besides you? Our young ones. The people who we are fashioning ourselves, who we are fashioning ourselves to come up behind us, to follow in our footsteps. If we're not showing them ways to be efficient and effective, this is all for naught. So let's look at green recession survival. Let's analyze this a little bit. Quality of life benefits. There are many, many benefits to improving your quality of life using green. Quality of life is the definition by a dictionary is how you feel about the level of your well-being, how you feel. It is intangible. Can't touch it, but it has real value, real meaning. It includes physical aspects of your life, and it also includes psychological aspects of your life. So what does that mean? Benefits, lifestyle. One of the things that green can do is drastically improve your quality of life in areas such as your health, How could you do that, Angela? Well, I was very, very ill in October, literally bedridden. Didn't know what was going on. Went to an allergist, found out that I am allergic to every virtual weed in Arizona. How am I going to alleviate this? How am I going to incorporate green into improving my health? Well, one of the things was to go around the home as much as possible, because that's where I'm, you know, I utilize most of my time. I work from home. Utilize the tools that I have to re-landscape my home. Take up all the excess weeds. Change my landscaping to succulents. Succulents are desert plants that are full of water. They're full of greenery and beauty. They're colorful, bountiful in color. They don't take up a lot of space. You don't have to water them, and most of the time we're not allergic to them. Okay? In reference to diet, how can you... Oh, one other thing in reference to health. Natural products. Within the home, going green can be felt almost instantaneously. How do I know this? I started back in October, changing my home immediately after being ill. Some of the things that I've put in place are cleaning products. I have several cleaning products up here, which you can come up and look at yourself. You have all of these in your cabinets, in your closets, or whatever have you. There are 8 essential areas of cleaning products. How many of you have baking soda? You can purchase, if you don't have, borax, distilled vinegar, hydroperoxide, lemons, olive oil. How many of you have wood in your home? Did you know that you can clean your home's wood with olive oil and a little bit of vinegar, and that shine and that cleanliness will last for months? I scrubbed my home, readying it for Christmas holiday, and I just put another coat of olive oil on my cabinets in March. Outshines, outworks everything. Guess what? Not toxic. Guess what? The cheaper the better. 99 cents. Last months. Okay. No irritants. No allergies to your skin. Vegetable-based Castile soap for washing. Washing soda. Lots of different things that you can incorporate in your home to instantaneously give you benefit. $8. $8. Question is, where is your ego in this? Are you too far gone as a professional to spend $8 and let someone know that, hey, I'm using baking soda to clean the bottom of my kitchen cabinets or the bottom of my sink? I challenge you. Couple of tablespoons of baking soda, a little bit of peroxide, and you will be able to clean the worst bathroom scum. How do I know? I've done it.
This is the end of part one. Please join us in 2 weeks for part two of Angela's lecture on green recession survival. In the meantime, we encourage you to read the April edition of Next Horizon magazine with the subject of how to survive the recession using green. Until then, I am Dr. George B. Brooks Jr., your host.